Hey, it's official! Your children and dogs are invited to Memorial Day weekend in Ruidoso, where you can purchase memorial artwork at an animal welfare art auction. Deb White Studios, Michael Hurd, Beth Anderson, professional photographers, and animal-loving collectors have donated incredible signed paintings, glass-on-edge sculptures, copper and wood bowls, Yadro, Henri, and so much more art. Bring your home to life with art and save lives when you buy art you'll hand down through generations. Bid online or in person at our benefit art auction. And outside, learn yoga, donate pet food and wearable shoes to support low-cost spay, neuter, and pet food banks. And did I say your dog can learn yoga? It's all happening Saturday at the Ruidoso Community Center, May 27th, 501 Sutter Drive by the swimming pool. See the gorgeous art, all price ranges available to bid on online and in person on Animal Village NM Facebook events page, socials, and at animalvillagenm.org.
Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt. We're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:05, and I'm just going to ask this lady right off the bat, Sunny Harris, did you copyright that word "woofficial"?
No. Should I have?
You should.
Oh, you like that?
I like that. Woofficial. I tell you what, that is pretty good. Well, you got a benefit art auction coming up this weekend, Sunny.
Yes.
And I tell you what, a lot of great things that people can bid on, all to support the care and rescuing of animals. So tell us about this art auction.
So it's actually kind of a last minute thing because there was an opening at the community center. They were booked all through the summer, and then they called me last week and said, you know what, we just had a cancellation. So it's we're having an art auction, a whole bunch of local artists, including we have a signed in two places by Bob Lee. A beautiful cowboy painting. The title is "And the Rains Came."
All right.
And he is part of the Oliver Lee State Park.
Right.
Lee family.
Yeah.
He died, I think, when he was 59. He died a long time ago. And this particular print is not available for sale anywhere in the world that we've searched on Google.
Wow.
His paintings hang in Santa Fe, and they're in European galleries. Mm-hmm. And they sell for up to $9,000, and we've got this one, and nobody else has it.
Wow.
So that's just one of many things, is beautiful horses coming down to a creek. Then we've got glass on edge.
Okay.
And I asked if you knew what that was.
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Okay.
Well, I do now, but I didn't before. It's like glass that's crumbled up, and then it's turned into art. So Deb White Studios, Deb White is the one that's doing this. She's been doing this for many years. And we have an enormous sculpture that was donated, that was done by her. It's called Kiss the Moon. And she actually framed it so that you can hang it three ways because it's abstract. One way you look at it, it looks like it has a wolf head. Another way you turn it and it looks like a horse. And then it has a sunset in the middle. It's indescribable.
Wow.
And it's also a glass on edge. And then she gave us another piece that's called Colors of the Seasons, and it's three aspen trees, and it's made out of all this crumbled glass. It's just beautiful. We're going to put it all on the website, and people can bid online.
Oh,
they can
cool.
bid on the auction and see like what the prices are right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we're putting that all up tomorrow and all the art so people can look at it wherever they are.
Right.
And then we've got Michael Hurd from La Rinconada Gallery, and he's donated signed new print from his new series. And then we've got landscape and wildlife photographers. Mark Stamba donated an incredible print of the Mescalero Church with the light shining through the front window.
Oh, wow.
He has been up there 100 times since he got that shot. He's never been able to get it again. It was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Wow.
And he also donated this beautiful print on metal of the wild horses in Ruidoso in a creek with the light shining on them. I mean, this guy does incredible work. Then we have prints of Carrizozo, the train coming through at sunset, you know, when it gets really that beautiful, those beautiful colors, by Deb Adair. She donated some more photography. And then, I mean, it's just incredible what people have donated.
Yeah. Now, this auction is going to be where at?
At the Ruidoso Community Center. You know, everybody wants to go to Ruidoso anyway. Oh, so
sure,
this is
why
their
not?
Excuse for this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, I just go there just to ride my motorcycle and eat at Slotsky's.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But and what time is the auction going
to
be?
Well, we're going to be setting up at 4 o'clock, and people are welcome to come to the Ruidoso Community Center and meet the art as we set it up, you know, look at it and see what you want to bid on. And then we're going to have some refreshments. It's all a sneaky way of getting people to help us set up the art.
Good idea.
So you want to see it, help us set it up.
There you go.
Volunteers are always a thing, right?
We'll give you some water and crackers.
That's right. Water or just soda crackers.
Forget the water.
And so then the next morning, we're going to open up at 8, so people who haven't been able to see it can come up.
Right.
And mill about. We'll have donuts and, you know, stuff. And then maybe we'll get them some monster drinks so that they'll bid really high.
Yeah, there you go.
Get them all excited. Amped up. But the nice thing, too, is that not only are we having the art auction, we also have collectibles. We have Henri's. People who have been stationed in Italy will know Henri's. They're little teeny carved wooden figurines. They're just beautiful and very portable. And we have Yadro. People who have been stationed in Japan know how popular those are. And then we have three of my favorite Royal Daltons. Bluebeard, who is really scary. He's about a foot tall, and he's got the most vivid colors I have ever seen in a figurine.
Yeah.
Of course, the Queen had a huge collection of Royal Dalton. And she has Bluebeard. She had Bluebeard, and she had the Balloon Seller. And a couple of the other pieces. We're only bringing 4 pieces of Royal Dalton, but they are the best.
Yeah.
One's called Fat Boy. They're just awesome. So we have all kinds of different art. And all of the art that was hanging at our shelter at Animal Village, it was kind of like a pet art gallery there.
Mm-hmm.
All of that art was framed by Josie's Framery professionally up in Ruidoso. And all of that we are selling. So there's something for everybody's price range. So there's going to be stuff you can bid on. There's stuff you can just buy. You know, the art from the animal shelter it starts at $29. So,
wow.
And they're like, you know, like a Jack Russell brand of coffee, you know, and beer with a pug, you know.
Yeah.
And they're all cute little prints that we had hanging there for years and years.
Yeah.
So they come with a lot of built-in karma from thousands of rescue animals who watched them.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's sidetrack here just a little bit. Let's talk about Animal Village NM. What is it that you guys are doing now?
Well, we mobilized in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, COVID's a horrible thing. But one thing is it made everybody look at how they were doing what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And how to make resources go further.
Right.
And so it's amazing how not having to pay for an old building.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you know, that allows us to put our resources more directly to the animals. So instead of housing a few animals at a time in a, you know, 5,000 square foot building, 9 acres, we've mobilized, and now because of that we're doing 5 times the number of low-cost spay neuters that we could ever have done before. We've done more than 350 this year. We didn't used to do 350 in an entire year.
Wow.
We had done almost 250 by March.
Wow.
So, you know, being able to advertise at more, you know, you use it for your dog, you tell your friend, and so many people know about it now that didn't know before. Now we're having to run to catch up. And that's why we're having the art auction, because it's incredible. And if we don't start making more, getting more donations, raising more money, we're going to have to cut back. And we don't want to do that, because now everybody knows about it. That's making a difference. That's preventing all the suffering and the animals being killed at the pounds before they're ever born.
Because we can actually have too many dogs and cats.
We
and
do.
Stuff like that.
In New Mexico, takes in 135,000 a year at the kill facilities.
Wow.
130. That was before COVID. It's much worse now.
Mm-hmm.
So
spay neutered is
it's the solution.
Yeah.
And we also, of course, we stock the food banks with pet food for people who are struggling to feed their pets. And we do the rescue transport. We get death row pets to areas like Colorado, to the no-kill shelters. But those are Band-Aids.
Mm-hmm.
The solution is preventing it from happening in the first place. There is no excuse for kitten season.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for puppy season. Those words should not exist.
Right. And the responsible thing is spay-neuter.
That's right. And who doesn't want your pet to live longer because you've reduced the chances of cancer by 75%?
Yeah. So it's a good thing to do. So you guys transport animals now to places where they can be adopted and different things
and
like that.
Where they've been, the adopters have been screened, they're experienced, you know, they have good vet records showing and they get adopted immediately.
And how far do you go?
The furthest we've gone so far is Utah. We brought 35 dogs from Clovis. And it was, I mean, you really couldn't, I won't do it again, but you couldn't have put a tissue box there.
Wow.
They were side to side from floor to top.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do that again. But they were all going to be killed that morning. So, but we've gone all over. You know, mostly it's Colorado. You know, over there, they take them to the theaters, they take them to church. You know, I get pictures from Oregon of one of my puppies who is now paddleboarding, you know, behind her guardian. You know, it's just, so it's great. But the problem is we've got to spay and neuter.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse for having a litter of puppies or kittens. There's no, and then all of the rescue people are like holding their breath and, you know, grabbing more crates, you know, at yard sales and stuff because they know it's kitten season.
Yeah.
It's puppy season.
Right.
And that is just outrageous.
Yeah.
That should never happen.
Well, you know, you let your animal run loose.
Exactly.
And then they get into love situations. And then next
but
thing.
But first, if you spay and neuter them, I mean, that as bad as that is to let your animals run loose, if you spay and neuter them.
You don't have to worry about it.
You still have to worry they're going to be killed, but you don't have to worry that they're going to, you know.
That they're going to have an excess of.
That's right. Walmart box puppies.
Right.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, I remember when I was growing up, there were actually people getting into arguments. You know, your dog got to my dog and stuff. And
I remember that.
You didn't like it then. You shouldn't like it now. You know, so let's do that spay neuter
thing. I am embarrassed to remember that. Yeah, we had a collie named Topaz, and my parents, she would always jump over the fence. Of course.
Yeah.
She wasn't spayed.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah. You know, and all the boys in the neighborhood weren't spayed, you know. But times have changed, and people know now. And with a $45 copay, come on.
Yeah.
That's all they have to pay to the vet, and we pay the balance. So instead of paying $300-$500, it's $45. And we are at the White Sands Mall Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 2 and 4 p.m. Our wonderful volunteer, Lisa Yale, sets up the table right there inside the Ashley Furniture entrance. You bring your EBT or your Medicaid card, and in 5 minutes, you're out of there. And then you bring it to the vet. And then they schedule the surgery. You give the vet a copay. We have never collected one single penny. We've been doing this since 2007. We've done more than 10,500 surgeries.
Yeah. Okay. So this art auction helps to cover those costs.
Exactly. We've got to raise more money or we're going to have to start limiting. And we don't want to do that. Now we're on a roll.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't have the shelter. I mean, I'm out. We delivered 700 pounds of pet food to Chaparral 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are things I never could have done. The shelter. For 12 years, I couldn't leave. I did not have a day or a night off.
Right.
I did 3 rounds a night because we couldn't afford a night manager.
Mm-hmm.
And now these are the results of doing things smart.
Yeah.
You know, work harder, work smart.
Yeah.
Save thousands from being born to suffer or house a few and try and get them good homes, you know. This is the way. And all of the great big, the ASPCA, North Shore in Massachusetts, all the great big ones, Best Friends, they're all transporting.
Yeah.
So we're part of their networks as well. So we're helping, like if Best Friends has somebody that needs to get over to, you know, I don't know, Texas or wherever, then we can pick up that leg and take them 300 miles and then meet another rescue. Mm-hmm. So we are blowing and going. But yeah. It takes money to do everything.
Well, yeah, you've got to gas in the vehicle. You got to feed the animals still, the spay and neuter. And
well, now it's more like CBD. CBD. We give them CBD to keep them comfortable, yeah. You know, on the trip.
Well, there you go.
But so water and bowls. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I'm joking, but you got to have the blankets. You got to wash them. I have to parvicide the van before every
See,
trip.
I never thought of.
Oh, it's amazing. It takes one day to prep the van because you've got to parvicide it and bleach all that. And then you have to set up the crates. You have to know what are the weights, what are the sizes of the dogs, all of that. The coordination is incredible. And then you take them. That's a day. And then you get back, and then you have to do it all over again to the van. Yeah. Take all the crates out. So
yeah.
We need volunteers. We really need volunteer drivers who like to get out and see the country, you know, sure. For a couple of days and help animals along the way. And woohoo, stop at the casino or whatever on your way back. Have some fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
You never know. You might get to see Southwest Kansas.
So. There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm from. anyway, so let's get back to the auction. The auction's coming up this Saturday.
Yes, at the Ruidoso Community Center, right there at the beginning of town. Yeah. And it's right by the public swimming pool. Everybody knows where the pool is. And it's the art auction is inside. So Friday from 4 to 7, people can come and help us set up and look at the art, you know, see how gorgeous it actually is. And I've just mentioned a few. We also have some primitive Americana paintings, actual original paintings signed by Beth Anderson from Round Top, Texas.
Wow.
She's hugely popular all over Texas. And these are just absolutely adorable. And we've got three original paintings by Beth, who donated them to us. And so it's small, it's large, it's glass on edge, it's paintings, it's figurines, it's ornaments, it's incredible things. And I have to say, because animals, you know, I love the horses.
Yeah.
I love the wildlife prints that we have. And we have them on canvas and metal. And these artists are just incredible. And this is a way to see what amazing artists we have. And then you could, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm going to go to that guy's studio. Mm-hmm. Look at this. And you can text your bids online. So all of that's on our Facebook page. It's going to be on our website where it's all rolling out tomorrow.
And the website is?
AnimalVillageNM.org. Well, we're simple people.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean...
If I can remember it, they can remember it.
There you go. I like it. AnimalVillageNM.org.
That's it.
So that works. Facebook page, almost same thing.
Same thing.
Animal Village NM.
Yep. Twitter. Yeah. Instagram.
All of it.
I learned the other day, you know, I'm 69.
So am I.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How you doing so far?
Well, I'm still getting up every morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And no more aches and pains than I had when I was 65, so I'm good.
Do you seem to be getting more patience?
No.
Oh. Maybe it was just me coming from California to New Mexico. You have to learn patience.
No, I frustrate just as easily as I did back then, so no big deal.
You know, like I was driving down here this morning, I was going through Tularosa, you know, it takes me 45 minutes to get here from Ruidoso.
Yeah.
And of course, half an hour of that is in Tularosa, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, five miles an hour. Okay, 10 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour, 5 miles, and that's one block.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I used to just like want to scream when I drove through Tularosa. And now I just go, you know what, if this is my biggest problem today, cool.
See, me at 69, it's more like, you know, I don't care. So, you know, I'll do my job and do it well. Uh-huh. But when it comes to other attitudes and stuff, you know, I don't care. You know, I'm too old to mess with that stuff.
So you're less concerned about what people think.
Yeah.
And more concerned about what you're doing.
Yeah,
and how you feel
I tell some people I drink coffee stronger than my concern for you. So. But anyway.
Well, I'm a 6-7 shot a cup girl, so yeah, I can relate to that.
There you go. There you go. But
I think it should be illegal to run a city without a Starbucks.
Opinion. I don't drink Starbucks.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I shouldn't because it's very expensive. But, you know, on transports, I get so angry if there's no Starbucks in this town where I'm going to get gas. How dare you?
Well, the next best would be the McDonald's. Their coffee is just about like it. So or then a Dunkin's.
You can't get espresso. Well, you can get espresso at Dunkin's.
So, but anyway, so art auction coming up.
Yeah.
Going to benefit animalvillagenm.org. If people want to donate money, donate food.
Please.
How do
the
they
pet
do?
Food bank, the food has gotten so insanely expensive.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. So we're having a yoga-thon. That's why we said, bring your dog. The Blue Lotus Yoga Studios up in Ruidoso are hosting a free event, and you can bring your children and your pets, your dogs. Cats already do yoga. So bring your dogs, and they're actually going to teach them how to do yoga and how to relax them.
There
and that's going to be outside in front of the community center. So you see all these crazy people doing crazy things, and how on earth are they balancing like that? And then inside is going to be the art auction.
There you go. So, and while you're at it, just pick up a bag of dog or cat food.
Or shoes.
Or shoes.
We're still doing our year-round shoe drive.
Shoe drive.
Anything that's wearable, these shoes go all over the world to help people who have absolutely nothing. And then every 2,500 pairs that we collect, we get a $1,000 donation for our low-cost spay neuter. And
there you go. Sounds good. Sunny Harris, one more time, how do people get a hold of you?
AnimalVillageNM.org. Or animalvillagenm at gmail. Like I said, we're simple. It's all the same.
There you go. And the art auction starts at what time?
4 to 7 on Friday to see the art. And then it starts at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And then the bidding is over on Saturday at high noon.
All right. That sounds good.
You like
high noon. I love that. And they can bid online and everything else.
That's the fun part.
Fun part. And it's all this Saturday, folks. So.
And it's all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So.
All right. Sunny Harris with Animal Village.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Sunny.
69, huh?
69, honey. Yeah, that's what I am.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.